It is time for another Bay Spotlight, this time Gateway's support services, and the CEO, Rowan Braddy's in for a Saturday morning. Hello, Rowan.
Hi, Millie.
Now, let's talk about a very special day that's coming up, which is International Day of People with a Disability. Why is this such an important occasion for organisations like Gateway Support Services?
Well, Millie, the International Day for People with Disability has been around since 1992.
Wow.
The United Nations put it in the calendar back then, and it's been an annual event since then.
Hmm.
And each year there's a theme, and the theme's been growing and developing over the years, which increases public awareness and understanding and acceptance of people with disabilities.
Yeah.
This year's theme is amplifying the leadership of persons with disabilities for an inclusive and sustainable future.
I love it. What a wonderful day to celebrate. How does Gateway's approach its work, say, differently from other organisations in the disability sector? I mean, especially on a day like this that highlights awareness and inclusion, how do you guys do it differently?
Mm. At Gateway's, we view the disability services that we provide through a human rights lens.
Mm.
This means that dignity and respect and inclusion are at the heart of everything we do. What this looks like in our service delivery, we respect the people that we support, the choices that they make, the way they want to live their lives. We do as much as humanly possible to allow them to be in control of exercising those choices. And ultimately what that creates is a world where they feel that they can live their lives with as much independence as they wish and as they're able. We focus on supporting people, not just as clients, but as active leaders in their own journeys. Ultimately, they're the subject matter experts in their own lives.
For
they
sure.
know what they want. They know what they like.
Yeah.
And then we do our best to just facilitate that and make that happen through our individualized supports that we provide. Our belief is that these need to reflect meaningful inclusion, and it's only when we achieve that meaningful inclusion in society that people can feel genuinely understood and genuinely valued.
It's beautiful work, and you guys are doing a wonderful job of it. We're talking to Rowan Braddy in Bay Spotlight from Gateway's Support Services. Rowan, what can our listeners do today to help build a more inclusive community for people with disabilities? What can we all do?
Millie, I'd like to say that there's already many great people doing many great things. So I want to acknowledge that and not just assume that we're all starting from scratch. But we can all do better.
Absolutely.
Let's be frank.
Yeah.
We can all get involved in this journey to making an inclusive society for everyone. We can take time to listen to the perspectives and experiences of people with disabilities. We can value their insights and key contributions to our community. We can use our voice and our platforms to amplify the stories of people with disability, advocating for greater visibility and respect for their leadership. And we can reflect on any assumptions we may hold. Let's face it, we all have our own biases and hidden assumptions. We can work on challenging stereotypes, and we can see people for who they really are and their strengths and their contributions. And ultimately, we can recognise and promote the value people with disability bring as leaders, ensuring they have a voice in decisions that impact them and their communities.
Beautifully, absolutely beautifully said. This is Rowan Braddy, who is the CEO of Gateway Support Services. So Tuesday, December 3, International Day of People with a Disability. Get involved, do what you can, change the way you think, make the world a better place. Where's there more information, Rowan, about all of this?
Millie, the best place to go is our website, gateways.com.au, and we've got lots of information there about how people can get involved.
Thank you for informing us today. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much, Millie.